Good morning. Well, it's not even 7 a.m. and the 2024 Street Glide is loaded on the trailer and we're headed to Springfield, Missouri to bring and go see Renegade Harley-Davidson.
Hi, I'm Mike and this is Riding in the Ozarks where we talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, do gear reviews, and talk Harley-Davidson news. And today's video is going to be, a surprise. We're not going to tell you just yet what we're doing today. We have about 90 miles to go, so, we'll be back after we get to the dealership. So we are at Renegade Harley-Davidson. I'm going to get the bike unloaded and we're going to take it over here to the service department to begin with and do some stuff. So I'm interested to see what you guys think I'm up to today, which you're going to know pretty quick. Let's get started. This is what it looked like before. All right, guys, this is what it sounds like before. All right, so you guys have seen enough parts now to know what's going on. We are doing the stage two with the Screaming Eagle 511 cam. So we're maintaining our warranty, all this stuff that is Harley-Davidson parts going in the bike today. They're doing this here at Renegade Harley-Davidson. So again, I'm having it done by a dealer, not doing it myself, just for peace of mind. I've never done a cam install myself. And so I'm gonna watch today and learn from the professionals and keep my warranty intact. So they're gonna do the install. And then we're going to do some more on the dyno to show you the difference when you do the cam versus other things. So I did a video, stage one, cost versus gains. A lot of people wanted to see me go to stage two. So we're making that happen today. And we got some new exhaust we're going to put on here today too. So we'll show you that as well. But right now, we're going to get this cam installed. We already got everything apart and we started doing the assembly, and it was really cool watching him suck the air out of the lifters. That is something that is a must have if you do this kind of work. A little mighty vac with a little air valve on the top of the can, so you fill it up with oil, put the lifters down in it, suck the air out of there. That was pretty awesome. And then those little lifter block magnets to hold the lifters up while you're assembling everything, that's another neat little trick. So I'm learning a little bit here. If I ever wanted to do this myself, definitely some things I would want to have in my tools. Cam plate is installed with the cam behind it. He makes this look so easy. All right, guys, I'm gonna explain what's going on now a little more. So we've got the stock exhaust back on. We are gonna put a base map, not a dyno tune map, but just a base map for the 511 cam with this bike in it. And we're gonna run it on the dyno so the people will have an idea of what kind of numbers to expect with the 511 cam on a 117 with just a base map. And then we're gonna change the exhaust out. And we'll show you that in a minute. But we're gonna do this right now with the stock header and tab slip-on. So we got a Wedge air cleaner, Screaming Eagle Pro Street tuner, tab slip-ons on the stock headers, and we're gonna go run it and see what we get with just the base map downloaded onto the tuner. All right, guys, I'm on the outside. He's getting ready to do 3 or 4 pulls. Now, remember, I had a dyno tune with my stage one that got me to 109 horse and 130 foot-pounds of torque. This is a base map. So this, what we're about to do is not going to be like fine-tuned for the motor. This is just going to be a downloaded base map for the 511 cam. So I'm not even sure if the numbers will be as good as my stage one was, but we're going to do new exhaust and tuning again after this. That's where we're going to really see the change. Here we go again. All right, guys, we've got the base run with the 511 done. Now, that's just a download map of the 511 with the Screaming Eagle stuff. That's no tuning. And with that, I want to compare it back to basically my stage one auto tune that was done through the Screaming Eagle tuner without any dealership tuning. And I went from 96 horsepower to 109. So when we compare my auto tuned download from Screaming Eagle to what they did today, where they downloaded it, essentially we got like 13 horsepower gain. It just keeps going on the top end and doesn't fall off like the old setup did with the base maps. So that's just to compare kind of a base map to a base map situation. Now we're going to put the new exhaust on and tune this and see what we've got. Not putting the saddlebags on until after they get done tuning it. We're getting ready to take it back and they're going to do the tuning. Now we do have wideband on this, so I paid for the wideband upgrade to be able to tune it with wideband. This exhaust takes wideband O2 sensors unless you change them out with adapters. So we're going full tilt here, 2-into-1 with the Pro Flow headers, SP Concepts. This is the Elsinore mid pipe for touring models. In black onyx, we get them gold accents where the welds are and stuff. I think it looks great. I really like the sound of it. They just fired it up for me, and it's still loud. I was afraid to be a little quieter. I'm used to the Tab Zombies, and everybody say they're the loudest, but it has a really good sound. So let's go see what kind of numbers we can get on this thing with the tune. We got a little glare off the windows, but we're not allowed in the room, so we gotta make the best of it. He's gonna start doing some pulls, see where we're at, start doing some adjustments. So I don't know if you guys can see it very well, but right over his arm there is his phone where he's using the Screaming Eagle software tuner to do the tuning, and they'll hit a bunch of RPMs and different gears, different loads. So I'm watching him start to fill up the squares in the grid where they try and hit all these blocks and fill them up for the tuning and stuff. It's a lot easier for them to do it on a dyno than when you try and do it by yourself auto-tuning out on the highway. So they'll go through and they'll fill up all these squares and get readings and go back and do a bunch of adjustments and all the magic stuff that dyno guys do. And then we'll see what kind of run we get. There are some numbers. About 132 on the torque, 127 on the horsepower. I think that's 120. Maybe it's 122. We ended up at about 122, I think, on the horse and 132 on the torque. So we only picked up a couple on the torque, but We're, I think, 12 higher on horse. I was 110 when we came in. Almost 14 more horsepower, but only about 3 more foot-pounds of torque. And that could be changing the cam, changing the pipes, all that stuff. But definitely got a big gain in horsepower. All right, they are out doing a test ride on to make sure everything is good. They had an update for the BCM, so they did that, and they just wanted to ride it and make sure everything's good. So I haven't got to ride it yet. Horsepower, got considerable gain. Torque, we didn't get a lot, but we got a lot more usable range, so it doesn't fall off as fast. It climbs more evenly. We'll talk about all that stuff here when I get home, but I'm happy. But I think, and hopefully everybody knows this, the cost for gains on stage two are significantly more than I think a stage one, but we'll break that down in another video. Today's just the install and the results. We'll talk about the cost of all of this and all that stuff in another video. We'll also get some good drive-bys with the SPC exhaust. This is the Elsinore Black Onyx, and we'll see how that sounds. And we did do the Pro Flow headers and stuff. Looks cool. I think it sounds good, but I haven't got to hear it outside yet, only in the shop. So I'm excited to hear what it sounds like and how it compares to the tabs I had in the past. Which, do you guys want to take a guess where the tabs are going? You know, somebody just got a 2026 Street Glide, so you can guess who's taking my hand-me-downs. There went my bike. All right, well, we're going to get the bike loaded up on the trailer. I'm going to find me a drive-thru and get me something to eat. I haven't ate all day and get this bike home. It is going to be dark probably by the time we get there, but we will probably get it out this weekend and do some stuff with it and see what I think about it. I don't know how much I'll get to ride it this week. We do a fundraiser thing with the local county fair. We run the beer garden and we take all the proceeds and we buy kids Christmas presents later in the year that are in the foster care system. So I got that going on this week. That's super important. So it may be a few days before I get to really ride this thing and see what I think. If you guys like this video, please give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. Consider subscribing to the channel if you want to see more videos like this in the future. Don't forget to ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.